Hank Azaria, Hollywood Hills.
Nice. When was that?
A couple months ago.
Last time being a professional poker player scored you some luck with the ladies.
Last night.
Well, hello.
Being a professional poker player, let's see. Well, I have a girlfriend, so...
I see.
Good job, Phil.
San Diego, but... I'm gonna defer on that question, and if you want to talk to my girlfriend, I'll get her on the
phone. You're gonna muck the question.
That's right, you're gonna muck the question. Phil, yeah. If you had to pick one thing that you could say to the amateur poker player, the player that plays at home, give me a nugget of advice.
The best thing that you can do to improve your poker game is to take an aggressive attitude. The key to the game is aggression. And by aggression, I mean not slapping the person across the table from you. That would get you arrested. I would suggest being aggressive by betting and raising. When you bet and raise, you have two ways to win. Either you can have the best hand, or you can get your opponent to fold.
Mm-hmm.
But if you play a very passive form of poker, which is just checking and calling and making small bets and such, the only way to win is to have the best hand. So if you want to improve your poker game, immediately start playing more aggressively, put some pressure on your opponents, and get them to make mistakes.
Eddie, who's the guy that he's on the show with?
Dave Foley?
Yeah.
Dave Foley, yeah.
Tell me about Dave Foley. Is he a load or is he a good guy? You like hanging out with him in real life, or what's the deal?
He's a load, and he's often loaded. But yeah, he's one of my best friends. I'm very fortunate that he came on the show, and... you know, we've done 36 episodes together. It's been a great run, and he's a tremendously talented and underutilized guy in L.A. I hope he gets a real paying gig pretty soon.
Phil Gordon on the line, and Phil Gordon is the co-host of Celebrity Poker Showdown. I'm going to say a name of a poker player, and I want you to say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Doyle Brunson.
Legend.
Chris Moneymaker.
Underrated.
Oh.
Annie Duke.
Loud.
Really? Wow.
Who thought that?
Funny. Well, that's okay. I don't know if this is a family channel.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's good.
I agree.
Yeah, we had to bleep it.
Tell people what he said, though.
A-hole.
He said a-hole. Yeah.
Do you really not like him?
No, he's okay away from the table, but wow, you don't want to be anywhere near him.
It's what everybody says, man. Whenever we talk to the pros,
we
talk to Phil ourselves, but all the pros, they say he's a great guy away from that table.
Yeah.
Which
I'll go play golf with him, no problem. You know, we can hang out, and you know, I've been to dinner with him, and we're friendly away from the table for sure, but. I really don't like the way he acts at the table. I think I think his attitude's bad for the game.
What do you think of the movie Rounders, Phil Gordon?
I think Rounders did a great service for the game. It certainly brought a lot of credibility with Matt Damon and Ed Norton, but it's not extremely realistic. You know, there are all these movie situations that come up that I think are skew. The world of poker, and I've yet to see an Oreo cookie tell in any player that I've faced.
You keep any good luck charms in your pocket or anything like that when you play poker?
Hey, no, come on. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say I don't believe in luck. I don't believe in gambling. I'm not a gambler. I'm a strategic investor.
Mm.
That's what I tell my girlfriend anyway.
A strategic investor. I love it. All right, Phil Gordon. Thank you so much for coming on. I love talking to you, man. It's fun to just sit and talk poker with you.
Yeah, anytime. You know, it's great to see people having fun with the game.
You plugging anything right now besides Celebrity Poker Showdown? You got any books or anything like that coming out?
Well, that's a very good question, sir. Indeed, my new book just came out about a month ago. It's called The Little Green Book of No Limit Hold'em. It's 280 pages of everything that I know about the game. It's advanced strategy. This is not fluff. This is the real stuff. It's took me months and months and months to write it, and it's gotten great reviews so far, selling pretty well, and it's available in all the bookstores and online. You can find it.
Phil Gordon on the line. Hey, Phil, this is a question that you know is not poker related, but I know you would know the answer to, and a lot of people have asked us this on the phone lines. Where do you? Let's say you're going to Vegas to just somebody were to ask you. what's the nicest place to stay in Las Vegas? Where do you like to stay in Las Vegas, Phil?
Well, I think the biggest regular rooms are at the Venetian.
No. You misunderstood. I'm not asking you about poker. I'm saying you're going to stay in Las Vegas. Where do you like to stay? Where do you enjoy the rooms? You like the beds?
The Venetian has great rooms. The Bellagio has great rooms. I love staying at the Palms. Well, we film our show there. I'll say that up front. But the Palms is fantastic for the nightlife and the more local vibe. It's not the Ghost Bar is just a must see anytime you're in Vegas. It's on the 50th floor, overlooking the entire strip. It's a one of a kind of place.
But your first place you say is the Venetian.
I would say the Venetian has the best rooms in Vegas right now.
Hey, have you been to that new one? Wynn?
I have, yeah, and those are fantastic as well. But I wasn't a real big fan when it opened for
really?
Some reason. I don't know.
Hey, you got a new DVD as well?
Yep, it's available at expertinsight.com. It's Get Inside the Mind of the Expert is the idea. You only see my whole cards, but you hear every thought that I have while I'm playing at the final table. Oh. It's a great new way to learn, and it's like I said, it's only available online, so Expert Insight.
That's awesome. Cool,
right,
man.
Thanks for the plugs, guys.
Yeah, you got it. All right, Phil, thanks.
Be sure to catch Celebrity Poker.
You got it.
All right, cheers.
Hey, buddy.
That's Phil Gordon.
Such a good dude.
He's awesome.
We've had him on a few times. He's a lot of fun to talk to. Annie Duke Loud. I never got the vibe of Annie Duke being loud.
That's interesting.
Let's do traffic.
Oh, we got traffic to do. Oh, I love it. We get to interact.
Rock 105.3 traffic. Brought to you by Sleep Train Mattress Centers.
Oh, happy day for me, too. Yeah.
There you go.
We've got the busier ride going on right now. This report's brought to you by Mattress Discounters. Hurry into Mattress Discounters this weekend. Pay no sales tax when you purchase any Sealy Posturepedic or Simmons Beautyrest mattress set. Mattress Discounters, where you'll always find quality brands at discount prices. Getting pretty tough here out of the South Bay. Both the 5 and 805 northbound, pretty much struggling out of Chula Vista up through National City on both these freeways. 805 continues with that backup all the way solid into North Park. Comes up the hill into Kearny Mesa. There's an accident just past Mesa College, adding to that slow, and that continues slow past that all the way up over the 52. Westbound side of the 94 still stacked up from College Avenue to the 805, and a few more brake lights in the downtown. The westbound 8 starting to see a bit of a backup now out of the Cajon Valley from Greenfield up past East Main Street. Up to speed for a good long stretch until you come over that Grossmont Summit heading into La Mesa. Then it backs up again from Jackson Drive, and that's off and on all the way in towards Texas Street now in Mission Valley. Southbound side of the 15, bumper to bumper from the 78 to Via Rancho, and the coastal ride southbound 5 is still struggling from Cannon Road all the way down to Manchester. I'm Rick Lawrence on San Diego's Rock Station, Rock 105.3.
All right, thanks, Rick. Okay. We got other stuff to do. You're listening to the 28-hour show. It's the Mikey show on for 28 straight hours. No music, no commercials for 28 straight hours. We've done about an hour and a half. It doesn't start to get weird for us until after a normal show. Eddie, it'll get hard for about 1 o'clock. It's usually when you're sleeping.
That's when I take a nap.
So, that's got to be pretty weird. I don't really do that. I do it sometimes, but not all the time. So for me, it gets real tough late at night because I go to bed early. I go to bed really early. So, all right, let's do this. Get those kids in here. The Apprentice. Today's it. Eddie, we're going to have a boardroom tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Boardroom tomorrow, somebody will get
24
fired.
24 hours from now.
Yeah, they'll get to go home, get sleep, and all that stuff. Not us. Actually, you guys can use Skye's microphone because she had to go print something. So the two contestants that are left are Chase and John.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And great to meet you finally. I'm very excited.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Chase is actually very in the studio excited. Here, and you guys are getting to see Sean.
Particularly excited.
In person. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I can imagine.
All right.
Rob.
All right, the challenge that was given to John and Chase was come up with 30 minutes of material that the Mikey Show could execute. And that could mean anything. It could mean games. It could mean anything. It could mean the whole deal. And so that was what you guys were supposed to do. Now, I have Chase go first, okay? Now, Chase, I got your email.
Okay.
Your idea is, and I'm talking about your second idea because I have to bring the second idea up on the air. I have to, by the nature of what it is. He had a good idea. He wanted us to do a... He wanted it to spontaneously come up that we're going to do a bet between Ashley and Sean.
Okay.
That would be a great idea, Chase, except for the fact that how do we do something spontaneously and still give you credit for coming up with the idea?
Right. Well, that was the thing is that, you know, I was hoping we could get that one done first, like it happened spontaneously. Then I would do my other bits and then be like, by the way, that whole thing was,
that,
you know.
That, so, it just can't be done that way.
It's your 30 minutes, though, so we can't, right. We're not going to veer off in any right. other direction. So, you might as well just.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, sure. It's tough.
You know, I thought it would work better that way. If
I understand where you're coming from, but there can't be any spontaneous ideas in your 30 minutes.
You can't. We just can't do it. Now, Eddie, should I explain what the idea was since we can't?
Well, it depends what he wants to do. It's his segment. He's got to tell us what he wants
us to do
out of his bits to do.
Yeah, no, we can still do that one. And, okay. You know, it's going to work either way. It didn't have to be spontaneous. That was just an idea that I thought would make it a little bit more, you know, kind of on the mark. So basically what it was is since I know that Sean thinks Ashley is kind of an idiot, so I wanted to give Ashley a chance to prove herself. And I wanted to see if Sean would be willing to take the challenge and accept the risk, which is basically I wanted to give Ashley 10 words, which she has to use correctly in a sentence. If she can use at least six of those words correctly, she wins the bet, in which case Sean would have to take a nice, healthy whiff from each of Ashley's wonderful armpits.
Oh, no. Oh,
now, we know this.
God.
Now, we know this about Sean, our sound effects guy. He's 35 years old. He's approximately 6'4", 300 pounds, he says.
That's right.
And he is a germaphobe. He is absolutely terrified of germs of other people. Doesn't want to touch people. Doesn't want to get any of them on him.
So we've started. Chase is on the clock now, right?
Yeah. Because
I got to watch the time.
Yeah, we're starting.
Okay, your first 30 minutes is your beginning.
So I wanted to put Sean to the test and see if he had enough confidence in Ashley's stupidity to take that bet. If Ashley cannot do it, Ashley's losing bet would be that she has to serenade Sean with her rendition of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Can I ask anything, Eddie?
We're going to have to perform this, though, so absolutely.
Should I ask him anything about this?
Whatever you want. I mean, we got to be clear on what we're doing here.
Okay. My question is, if Sean wins the bet, meaning that she can't get these, know what these 10 words are, what they are, you know, if she can't, why are we being rewarded by her singing? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think it's more the listeners being rewarded. But if you know, if you guys have a better idea,
that there's great ways to reward the listeners with something good and compelling. I'm just wondering. So, I was reading, I'm like, okay, so if Ashley wins, meaning that she can get more than 5 words right, then Sean will have to pay for that by smelling her armpits, something that he would never want to do.
Yeah.
If Sean is right and she is so dumb that she can't get these words right, then what he wins is her singing? Like, how does that
make... Just as bad as the armpits.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Sean, what would you like to win?
Well, it's not my bit.
Okay.
Touché. So,
yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. It ain't his bit. As a matter of fact, I know Sean is a writer. He did never come up with that in a million years. Not because it puts him at any risk, but because it doesn't quite make sense. But let's try it. Let's
do
it.
We gotta, you know, we'll do it.
Let's do it.
Do you have the words up, or do you need me to? I've got them here if you need them.
Yeah, I do not have the words.
I have Sean's copy.
All right. All right. So if I understand this correctly, he is going to give her the words, and she needs to correctly use them in a sentence. Yeah. I'm looking at the words, and I don't think that... Eddie, have you seen the words?
Mm-hmm.
We okay with number two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's begin. Sean, you have to give her the words, and she has to use them in a sentence.
Okay.
This is stupid.
Ready, dummy?
And how many does she have to get right?
She has to get 6 or more.
As people know...
Piece of
just
cake.
A dozen half.
As people know, Ashley.
Don't you say it.
Doesn't. Well, I'm going to put it this very nice. Okay. Bit of an airhead. And does not use words in their proper form on a regular basis.
Dumb as a box of rocks.
Okay, that's another way to say it. I didn't say it that
way.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be cool about it.
Oh, really? Yes. Yeah, that was real cool.
Okay, so here we go. Go ahead, Sean.
Word number one.
Yeah.
Diction.
Huh? What was the word? Diction?
Diction.
Yes, use that word in a sentence.
Are you kidding me? The first part of the word dictionary is diction.
No.
I don't know. What does that word mean?
Ashley, illegal use of words.
That was a hard one.
I'm going to go ahead and put a mark next to didn't get it.
Not even close.
Word number two, Sean.
Word number two is fecal.
Can you please
and now
spell
Chase,
it?
If we're doing anything wrong or you want to add, just interrupt and tell us.
Am I not allowed to know the definition?
No.
I know the spelling.
That's the point, sweetheart. You've got to use it in a sentence.
Hey, Uncle Nana, will you please spell the word for me? Just spell it.
Can I spell it?
Yeah, you can spell it.
Yeah, Chase says it's okay.
Chase says it's okay.
F-E-C-A-L, fecal.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Did he use that in a sentence?
Oh, no.
I feel very fecal today because I didn't finish.
I'm starting to like this game more and more.
Okay,
I hope you don't feel fecal.
I'm having fun.
Word number three.
That's two wrongs.
I'm having
far.
A good time, yeah. Word number three.
Placebo. Placebo.
Okay, placebo. Okay. Crap. When a dog gives birth, there's placentas, which is not a placebo.
That'll be on the show.
What?
What?
It's wrong.
Illegal use of
words. I had to give her some easy ones so it wouldn't be a wipeout.
All right. First of all,
not
when it,
easy.
First of all, Ashley, you could have said,
it's not anything.
The Empire State Building is not a placebo. Yeah.
What? You just said correct, you used it in the sentence.
It's not the correct use.
Okay. I think we wanted it to correctly be used in a sentence.
Yeah, you have to demonstrate knowledge of the
what
word.
What is a placebo?
I have it in all caps on my little instruction sheet. Use the words correctly.
Okay.
Sean?
Should I be giving like the definition of these after she
that's
gets
up
them
to
wrong?
That's up to Chase.
I don't think you need to.
Right. I do. I want to learn.
Yeah, I kind of think we should, too.
Can I learn?
All right. Chase's game. No, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, then go for it.
No. Nope, you said no. Right.
Great. Now I'll never know.
Next word.
Next word, John.
Sasquatch. Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. Okay. I enjoy sausages like sauerkraut, and I enjoy Italian, and I enjoy Sasquatch.
Penalty on the show. Ashley.
What?
Illegal use of words.
Chase, you're brilliant.
Can I please have the definition?
And just so everybody knows. She's
not kidding.
Doing a bit.
She's not doing a bit.
Can I please?
We know her. We know her.
She
and
has
we
no clue
no,
what
no
that is.
Clue what it is. And we have to listen.
And Ashley, don't do a bit.
I'm being serious.
If you know what it is, you can.
If you know what it is, say what it is.
Are you kidding me? I'm being serious. Can I know the definitions afterwards? Because I would like to learn here.
Quit asking questions, okay?
Well, because these words sound familiar, but I don't know what they mean.
All right.
You were right. You were so close
so
with that
close.
Last one.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead,
really?
Sean.
Really?
Yeah.
Eddie, are you kidding me?
Go ahead, Sean. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Next word. Placate. Placate.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. Use it in a sentence.
Okay. On the Mikey show, we often like to placate people, like in Tyrone and Tortilla.
That's right.
Yeah.
Close enough. That works. Close enough. That works.
Best she's done so far.
Yes.
You got one correct.
I like that word.
You got
like
one
Kate?
Correct.
And how many wrong is that so far?
Four.
She got four wrong.
Track?
Yeah, I'm keeping track.
Okay.
Keeping
track.
Next word. Mandatory.
Yes.
Mandatory.
Okay.
Spell it, come back.
Okay. My name is Ashley, and it's mandatory that I get to work on time.
That's right.
Very good.
That's what I'm talking about.
Very good,
killing
Ashley.
It, kid.
That's right.
Proud of you, kid.
Get ready to smell, Sean. I'm just saying, if you lose...
Don't worry, Sean, it's only been 2.5 hours.
Right,
they're
gotta
still
smell
fresh.
Her armpit.
They smell like deodorant. They smell good.
You can see in my eyes. A, if that happens, I'm sorry. And B, I don't think it
I'm
is.
I'm not doing it, so...
you gotta do the bit.
I don't have anything
Sean,
to worry
really
about.
Good.
I don't have anything to worry about. Next word. Marsupial. Marsupial.
Whoa. Use that word in a sentence.
Marsupial is a mammal.
That's right.
That is right.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I believe she should have. Now, I will say this. She probably should have said a marsupial is a mammal, but we get it. She's got it. Go ahead, Sean.
I don't believe that demonstrates knowledge of the word.
3 for 3, baby.
Well,
What's up?
You're not 3 for 3.
You're actually 3 for...
4.
6?
Yeah.
Seven.
Oh,
6. 7.
Yeah, you're 3 for 6.
All right, next word. Prerequisite.
Yes.
Oh.
A prerequisite at my college, SDSU, is to take Comm 300 if you're a communications major.
That's right. Woo!
Smart, did
you? She knows prerequisites, but not Sasquatch.
I did not. The answer to your question, Ashley, is no, I did not.
Well, still don't.
Oh.
Yes. But that is 4 correct out of 10.
You only need to get 2 more.
Okay.
Next word. Bludgeon. Bludgeon.
Oh, well. Bludgeon.
Going on in your head right now?
In the olden days.
Ah, yes.
When there'd be stuff. In the olden days, when someone would get really mad at somebody else, they would go, "You're a bludgeon."
Penalty on the show.
You almost had it.
Really?
Illegal use of
words.
Let me tell you something.
Remember.
I'm going to tell people this one more time. Eddie said it earlier. I'm going to reiterate it. She's not doing a bit.
No. God, I really thought she was going to get that one.
What does it mean?
I love her so much.
If you would have said, see, he would have bludgeoned someone.
Damn it.
You would have won.
You should have seen Sean's face when you started that sentence.
Oh.
I got nervous.
That's it, right? Or is it, does she...
Well, there's one more word, but if she gets it right, what is that?
She has to get 6,
if
right?
If she gets it right, we could have a...
She has to get 6.
We could have a tiebreaker if she gets it right.
She's not going to get this one, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
The word is recognizance. Recognizance.
Oh. That's...
Go for it. The jury is waiting.
Recognizance.
Or you could do that word.
Say it again. One more time, Sean. Come on, one more time.
You want the word again?
Yes, please.
Because that's going to help.
Will you please work with me here?
Recognizance. Recognizance.
Okay.
Sean just shrugged his shoulders like, I'll say it 80 times if you want me
to. All right.
Oh, my God.
The recognizance of this issue...
Yes.
The recognizance of this issue
please.
Is that...
Break it down, girl.
You guys all thought I was stupid, but I'm really smart.
Penalty on the show.
Start slinging.
Doesn't that mean like you recognize...
5 jumping jacks.
Okay. Let me now read to people the words that Ashley got right. She was able to use the word placate in a sentence. She was able to use the word mandatory in a sentence. She was able to use marsupial in a sentence. And she was able to use prerequisite in a sentence. The following words she could not use in a sentence.
Can I get the definitions, please?
She could not use diction in a sentence. Sean, please use the word diction in a sentence.
Ashley has the worst diction I've ever heard.
You son of a bitch. You don't mean it.
The second word that she could not use in a sentence was fecal. Sean, would you like to use the word fecal in a sentence?
Ashley's armpits smell like fecal.
Come on.
The next word she could not get right was placebo. Sean, would you like to use placebo in a sentence?
Ashley takes smart pills every day, but they're really placebo.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What does that mean?
The next word that she couldn't use in a sentence was Sasquatch. Sean?
Her armpits smell like a Sasquatch.
Is that a vegetable?
Sasquatch's penis.
Is that a vegetable?
Is that a vegetable?
What is it?
Yeah, haven't you ever heard of a Sasquatch salad?
With real bits of Sasquatch.
Whatever.
The next word she could not use in a sentence was bludgeon.
Oh.
Sean, would you like to use that in a sentence?
I would love to.
Bad idea.
Okay, I get it. I get where you're going with that one. Okay.
And finally, the last word she could not use in a sentence was recognizance.
Yeah, what is that one? I don't even know what that is. Hold on.
I believe that a good way to use that word in a sentence would be...
Ashley has no idea what the word recognizance means.
All right, you didn't either. Okay, you didn't either.
P1 Leslie, by the way. P1 Leslie, are you there?
Woo. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, what did you want to say?
I enjoyed that.
I just wanted to give you guys a heads up, and I'm sorry, Ashley, but marsupials aren't mammals.
I think that they're a separate thing. All like, there's mammals, then there's amphibians, then there's marsupials.
Marsupials aren't mammals. That's why they're called marsupials.
I think marsupials have like three...
But it was, in fact, a sentence.
Yeah, exactly. She did use a sentence. All right, thank you, Leslie.
Thanks, Leslie.
Wow. So now Ashley sings, correct?
Yes, yeah, now where are we? Now where are we, Eddie, as far as time? How much time do we have left?
You have approximately 15 minutes.
15 minutes left.
Yes.
All right, so now, because Ashley's lost, she has to sing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Should we play it?
See, that's not...
And here's the other thing that I'm worried about with that. Does she know the song? Do you know the song?
I can improvise.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right, hang on a minute. Are you ready? Are you ready, Ashley?
Sure. When I see Sean, turn around. Every now and then, I really like to give big hugs to Sean. Turn around.
Sean just took his headphones off.
I want Sean to smell my armpits. Turn around. Every now and then, I say, hey, Sean, why don't you come smell my armpits? Turn around.
I can't take it anymore. Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Hold me for her, not me.
What?
I won.
What?
Oh, bravo, kid.
I love you, Uncle Nana. Right.
Congratulations, Ashley.
I'm off a bridge.
All right, now we still have more time, I guess we could do some of the other stuff.
Yes.
What are we doing now?
The next thing, Sky is going to need her chair back.
Okay.
Involve Sky.
So Sky, have a seat and.
Chase, why don't you move over here?
I'm laughing too much, man. I don't want to lose my voice, but...
That was funny.
Too soon.
All right. This is a game that we need listeners to call in for. So if you're out there and listening, this is for you guys. This game is called Battle of the Beatings.
Okay.
And this is a game where basically people are going to call in and give their tales of beating horror, whether it's someone who has done something to someone else that was...
You want to tell people what a beating is?
Beating is Sky.
Okay, but
well, that is rude.
No.
But accurate.
Basically, any generally a woman, mm-hmm. for the most part, who mm-hmm. thinks that she knows everything. The men are always wrong. Yes. She's always right.
Yes.
And if something doesn't go her way, she will do whatever it takes to get revenge, to set yes. things right in her mind. And she's got to be in control or she's not content with
it. That's a great, that is a great definition of a beating.
Well, thank you.
And a beating can comprise a lot of different things, but that is definitely, you got to the heart of it.
So
we want people to call in and tell us about somebody that they know that is a beating. Could be their...
Well, it could be something that's happened to them from a girlfriend, a mother, mm-hmm. a sister, mm-hmm. some kind of relative, something that's been done to them. Or they could call in if they've done something themselves.
Okay. 570-1053.
And basically, Skye is going to be the final judge, and she is the head beating. Uh-huh. And so she's going to get to determine the winner. Mikey and Eddie and Sean, of course, can throw in their two cents, ask questions, whatever.
Okay, now, again, I'm going to ask questions.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to understand. Why would a beating be judging the beatings? Like, that's so out of character for her, it seems like, to be... I mean, it seems like it would make more sense for Eddie or I to judge beatings. I mean, who would know beatings better than Eddie or I?
Right.
Or Sean?
But
in his game,
and you guys
he wants
to have input.
Okay.
Because first of all, Skye is a beating, and so
hey.
How would she know? Like, how's she supposed to recognize beating?
She would know better than anyone.
I mean, wouldn't she in fact be like, no, that doesn't sound like a beating at all? I mean, I don't know. If it were me, I would have never had Skye judging beatings, but that's your way you want it done. And so that's what we're going to do. 570-1053. If you have a story of a beating.
Yep.
It's called Battle of the Beatings.
You've done something or if you've got a story.
Okay, and so what? We take a few of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jake, we've got about 10 minutes, a little more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, so. Exactly 10 minutes
right
now.
All right, so we could probably take 3 or 4 calls.
Okay.
And the winner will be crowned vice beating.
Uh-huh.
And I believe we've got a prize to give away.
We do.
To the winner.
What is the prize?
Prize will be Monty Python's Flying Circus 16-ton mega set.
I want
it's
that.
Every episode nice. On DVD.
Are you kidding
Damn.
Me?
Nice.
Well, I want that.
That's huge.
For crying out loud.
Call in.
Yeah, can yeah. I call in?
Skye can call in.
Okay. Let's see. Boston Rob, do we have anybody yet? Give me a thumbs up. Line 3. Okay. Mikey Show, who's this?
Hey, Mikey. This is P1 Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, I have a monster beating that I work with.
Go ahead. Don't give me the person's name, but just tell me about her.
I won't give her a name. She's a really cool person, but she's got like a $5,000 engagement ring. Doesn't even want to marry the guy.
Why?
I don't know. We're still working those issues out. But she lives in his house. She wrecked his car like 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not sure she wants to be with him.
And she tells you, I'm engaged to this guy, but I'm not sure if I want to be with him.
She's pretty sure she doesn't want to be with him.
Okay.
Pretty sure, Mikey.
Okay, hang on the line, please. Hang on the line. We've also got P1 Mike. Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, I am.
You're gonna have to phrase this exactly how... Were you told how to phrase this?
Told how to phrase it.
Okay, you were told how to phrase it. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, got it.
Go ahead.
First year of video game design school, and, so I spend a lot of time on the computer because I'm trying to learn, right?
Right.
And I have a girl that's not too happy about all the time I'm spending on that.
Right.
So, after a night of partying, a little alcohol, she's a little upset, so she drops trowel, urinates on my $3,000 computer. Kills it.
And ruins it.
Ruined it.
That's a bit of a beating.
Whoa.
No two ways about it, P1 Mike. Hang on the line. Hang on the line. Yeah, I've actually heard of things similar to that. But he did, he phrased it the right way. Let's see. Next up, P1 Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I got the beating of a lifetime, man.
Go ahead.
This broad, it's my girlfriend's roommate. She breaks up my best friend and her other roommate. She turns her attention towards me and starts meddling with me and my girlfriend trying to get us to break up. But we've been going out 5 years, and my girlfriend's like, there's no way that's going to happen. She talked so much...
Right.
So much stuff to her boyfriend about me and the other guy.
Right.
That he broke up with her. And so she got on the phone and got his parents phone number and started calling them saying that they needed to get them back together.
Okay, hard to follow. But basically what I'm getting from this is that it was a meddling beating.
This meddling beating meddles every day.
Gotcha. Okay, hang on. All right, I think that's about what we have time for.